Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket. Hey, it's extra funny. So extra. You are so extra funny. So it's Friday at the time of this recording. It's raining.
It's pouring.
Or as they would call it back in my hometown of Winfield, Louisiana, it's a turd floater.
Yeah. Oh.
That's what it is. Man, it is a real turd floater out there.
Woo-hoo, boy. Yes, it is.
And I don't know how often people have witnessed cows peeing on flat rocks.
Yeah.
But that's always a saying as well. Just like, how many Russian racehorses are there?
I know.
In day-to-day life?
Yeah.
It's just like redneck country people, you know, just needed an alliteration.
Mm-hmm.
Because like, they go, I got to pee like a racehorse, so... Let's add an alliteration. Russian race. What kind of racehorse? Russian racehorse. They always have to pee worse than the regular American racehorses.
Yeah, they got to hold it during them races.
I mean, them communist horses.
Hell, they didn't all day.
Which I don't think that's true. I think like all, the horses will just go at like to the restroom anywhere and while they're moving, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, they poop while they walk, which is one of their greatest attributes. Do you imagine doing that? That would be awesome.
I wish I could do that.
Yeah. Dogs can't even do that.
Yeah, not really.
No, stupid dogs. They got to stop.
Yeah.
All right, so today's Extra Funny is going to focus on science. Just Ooh. Like, you know, we've already kicked it off here. Not biology. What do you call it? Zoology.
Zoology.
Yeah. So we'll get into more of this nerd talk coming up next.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.
Welcome to Extra Funny, where it's not just funny, it's extra funny. We're getting a lot of stormy weather from that Hurricane Helene. It's raining hard, and the wind is blowing it up against the side of the building here. It's bad business.
Yep.
You know how I knew that that we were... We're going to have a bad storm is when my wife was telling me all of the things that need to get brought inside or stacked up somewhere because of the wind. It's going to be 50 mile an hour winds, they said.
Sure.
And so I had to do all that. And I had to take my Trump sign out of the yard.
Oh, you got a Trump sign in your yard?
Hell yeah.
Do you?
We got two, actually. One out by the road so everybody can damn see it.
Uh-huh.
And then there's another little flag that Jody has up by that, you know, those little decorative flags.
Yeah, little garden flag. Yeah,
and it says, Jesus is my savior and Trump is my president.
No way.
Yeah, there was a huge Trump outlet store on the interstate, I think in South Carolina.
You don't say.
Yeah, and we were coming back from somewhere, and maybe it was when we were coming back from Louisiana, and we stopped there. And they had a bunch of stuff.
A Trump outlet store. So it kind of like sets up in play. It's not there all year round.
No, it's a standalone building and all on a service road. Right. I mean, you can see it. And they have billboards before you get to it. Like Trump outlet store, 2 miles.
That's
and, you know,
funny.
Whatever. And it's a big white building. With flags, huge flags and stuff all over. It says Trump out. So when we pulled up there, it said, you know, Trump, whatever, on the big side of this huge building. And then there was a little outhouse building behind it.
Uh-huh.
And it said Harris store, Harris outlet, because it's just like a little tiny outhouse. Yeah, that's funny. So it was funny.
Have you seen that video of the guy that has the flag on the back of his boat out here on Lake Norman? And it says he's got a mullet. He's got a big belly. It's like a bass boat or something. But there's a big flag hanging off the back of it. And it just says, like, mayor of Titty City. And he's got, you know, his, like, what do you call those? His big sunglasses on. And he's just, like, cruising in his boat. This big flag, mayor of Titty City. Waving behind him.
I've never seen him out there.
Yeah, I saw a TikTok of him. People are like, you never know what you're going to see out here on the lake. And he seemed happy as a clam. Living his life. The
mayor of Titty City.
Mayor of Titty City. It was crazy.
Now, do you count that as inappropriate language to be displayed in public? Like we were talking about the vulgar t-shirts and all that?
100%. Yeah. But I can look at something and go, that's inappropriate. But also, at the same time, go, that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, it's on the water. It's fine.
Yeah, there seems to be no rules out on the water.
But don't y'all think titty is a cute word? I think it's a cute sounding word, more so than tits.
For sure. Those are the two options.
Especially when you say it like that.
Tits. Oh, look at them tits.
It's like that, the stripper.
Yeah.
I'm out here for it. And these tits. I've been out here all night.
Yeah, and that's the thing. Is it trashy or sound? Okay, so let's just, we all agree that the word tits is trashy sounding,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
Is it trashier sounding coming from a man or a woman, the word tits?
From a woman, I think.
Yeah. No, I disagree. I think it's from a guy.
Yeah, but I guarantee you it's used more by women than it is by men, the word tits, yeah.
Yeah, I just don't want to hear a woman refer to her own as tits.
Yeah. Right, well, what do you call your testicles, Rob, if you're referring to, like, you got kicked in the what?
The balls.
You say balls?
Mm-hmm.
What do you say?
I think I say nuts.
Yeah. I say clackers.
No. Oh, not my clackers.
My stones.
Yeah, I usually say nuts, too.
I think I'm nuts. I think
I'm in the nut. But... you think more men say tits than women?
Yeah. Yeah, oh. I can't even, like, give me the context of where a woman is using the word tits.
I think a woman might call them tits to another woman.
Yeah, maybe.
I think or that might be the most.
Maybe. Or she'll say, well, she comes in here, look at her, tits on a stick.
Oh,
you know, they call that. Or when they say, I don't have any, you know, it's like, look at you. Well, I can't say anything. I don't have any tits.
Really?
Yeah. but I hear more men, it may be because I don't hang out with, you know, bikers and shit.
Yeah.
or old men.
Right.
I hear more, guys refer to them as boobs.
Boobs. Yeah. I was going to say boobs is probably the most common.
Boobies.
But hearing a woman say tits, yeah, that's funny.
Well, I do think that more women, like hands down, more women call them fun bags.
There's not a better word to use, I'll tell you that.
My slop yobs.
I love that one.
My yabos.
Yeah. Yabos is one of my favorite ones.
That's a great one.
Yeah.
That's from the 90s. That's a good one.
That's from Hocus Pocus.
Yeah. So let's see. Slang for
Ta-ta.
Briss.
I thought it was from The Sandlot. Was there not a reference to?
No. Yabos was Hocus Pocus.
Yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
I think you're right.
What'd you call him, Sam? Yabos? That was like a kid's movie. I remember being like, that's hysterical. Yabos.
Did you watch Hocus Pocus too?
No, I don't think it's in there, though.
Melons. I hear that one.
That's a good one.
Yeah, big melons.
That's corny.
Baps.
Baps?
Is that a British? They call them baps and coconuts. Bangers? I've never heard that.
That's got to
be foreign.
Yeah.
Bacon hangers?
Excuse me?
Does that even make sense?
Excuse me?
Bacon hangers.
What's a bacon hanger? Bombing. Chips and dips. Cantaloupes, that's one. Oh, this is sexy, though, I think.
Mm.
Milk monsters.
Oh, what about Jugs?
Yeah, Jugs, that's a good one.
That was a magazine, right?
Yeah, Jugs magazine.
Yeah. A lot of women call them the twins. I hear that a lot. Women say that. Mickey and Minnie?
Oh, no, don't do that.
Your persona, your
Mary-Kate and Ashley. And next thing you know, he's staring right at Mary-Kate and Ashley.
That's probably an easy thing to do. Just give him like a team name, like yeah. The two people.
Puppies.
Yeah, puppies.
Snuggle hey, pups.
Daggum, Starsky and Hutch are hurting today.
Udders.
Udders, no, thank you.
Udders.
Mosquito bites.
Oh, yeah, you hear that one for sure.
Let's see. Norks.
Norks? I don't know.
Slammers.
Oh, the slammers.
This is one that I hear still to this day, and I think, don't say that anymore. Tig old bitties.
Oh, tig.
Oh. Tig old bitties. Oh, she's got some tig old bitties.
Two big tig old bitties.
Chesticles.
That's lame.
Yeah. And jugs, waps, tatas, bazoombas.
Bazoombas? That's bazoombas. A good one.
Breasticles. Cha-chas. Isn't chichis, isn't that a slang term in Spanish
for yeah, boobs? Yeah, I think Alexis used to say chichis. That, chichis.
Yeah. Peaks, knockers.
Knockers is good,
yeah. That's an old school one.
I like, I'm going to start using bacon hangers. Whatever that means, I still don't get it. Bacon hangers. Some nice yeah, bacon hangers you got there. Yeesh.
Cans.
Oh, cans, yeah, yeah.
What about fleshy mounds? I'm seeing that one.
Bouncers.
Bouncers.
Shoulder boulders.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hooters. Naughty pillows. Two old socks.
What?
Two old socks.
You don't. And them titties look like two old socks.
You do not want your boobs to be called
no.
Two old socks.
Are they old?
Mud flaps.
That's kind of funny.
That's a good one. I like
that. Yeah, somebody's you know, using two old socks as a reference to your breasts. That's not good.
Yeah.
It's like, what was that one you had this morning, Riggins? Tip the scale.
Tip the scale.
God, that was so messed up.
Tip the scales. I'm like, damn. It's supposed to be a nice article about how I lost weight. At one point, she tipped the scales at 100, you know, whatever.
Yeah, because nobody's saying, I am so proud of him. He lost all that weight. I think now he's tipping the scales at.
Yeah.
They wouldn't say that.
Hell no, they wouldn't. That was messed up.
Yeah.
Quite.
Tip the scales.
Yeah. I am tipping the scales these days, but I don't want anybody saying it to me.
No. But when I go to the doctor now, I have to meet him at a weigh station on the interstate.
Just meet me out there.
Exit we'll do, 25. I have to have two separate appointments. One for the weigh-in, because it's got to happen off-site. The scale says one at a time, please. And I'm always such an idiot. I'll take my phone out of my pocket. My
oh, sure. You got it.
Like that's going to matter.
I know. I do the same thing, though.
Hold I on. Mean, it does make a difference, but, I mean, it's throwing a deck chair off the Titanic. I mean, come on.
Truly.
How much is that going to save?
It's a drop in the bucket, man.
All right. So we got Extra Extra Funny coming up next. If you are a subscriber to TJ Riggins Prime Plus. If you're not, you can do that easily and get that extra, extra funny material every day. If not, then you're just a loser who doesn't get to come into the VIP area, whatever.
Ooh, you're bad.
Yeah. We'll talk to you Monday.
The TJ and Riggins Show is available to stream live every weekday at tjriggins.com. Our new homepage works just like an app does, and it's the best way to enjoy the TJ Riggins Show. Or you want to listen later? Make sure you grab the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, TuneIn, tjriggins.com, or YouTube. And a sincere thank you for being a member of the radio family.
Cool weather is coming, and you're going to want that bubble cuddle blanket from Cozy Earth. It's super soft and heavy and oh so warm. Just go to tjriggins.com/deals and save 41% when you use the code TJ. It's Cozy Earth with the bubble cuddle blanket.